I'm doing well, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. So, having a scour through the headlines, one of the biggest things that caught my eye was that the ASX is at a 5-month high. Good news? Question mark. That sounds like positive language to me.
It is. And again, it kind of feeds back into that discussion about, well, is the stock market the economy and the economy the stock market? And we're seeing one of the biggest divergences between stock market performance and overall economic conditions going back through probably 1929 or so.
Yeah, right. What does that kind of mean, though?
It's fairly complicated, but what we're seeing is a separation in the value of all these companies, and these companies are increasing and they're making money and everything is going well from a company oriented or even a capital oriented basis. But then you and I and the individual, we seem to be suffering at a greater length, right? Because unemployment numbers are very high. In fact, Australian unemployment numbers are the highest they've been since 1998. Right, industrial production numbers are very, very low. So economic output just doesn't seem to be exactly the same, and employment growth is clearly on a negative rise. But money is flowing to companies like Amazon and Netflix and Microsoft, and they're doing very, very well.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this to kind of, I don't know, I don't, it just kind of sounds like the rich getting richer and we're all just kind of left behind going, ah.
There's definitely some of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there is some of that. When we see these gains in the stock market, right, those that are well invested, who tend to be better off, who are not living paycheck to paycheck, who can afford to retirement plan, and maybe also have done things correctly in terms of their retirement plan, they are going to receive the benefits of that. And a majority of people are not, because a majority of people, right, don't have the same kind of investable assets as, let's say, the top 1%.
And let's talk a little bit about the ANZ paying dividends. What does that kind of mean for us?
Well, I mean, so we're seeing a policy where a company like ANZ is paying out some of its growth, some of its earnings, versus plowing that back into the company itself. So a company faces really a choice. Does it choose to pay out its gains to its shareholders in terms of dividends? So they're paying out their income to their investors. Or do they plow that money back into the company thinking that it'll grow greater than the investors themselves can actually get in terms of rate of return? And that will really come about in terms of a higher stock price, which is kind of capital gains,
Right.
right?
So
And so go ahead, Alex.
what do you think was kind of behind the ANZ's decision to do that then?
Well, usually when a company makes an announcement like that and chooses to pay out to higher income, it can be met with both positive and negative news. Positive because, they're giving the money back out to their shareholders,
Yeah.
and that's income. That's good. People want income. That's a positive thing. And a company like ANZ should be paying that sort of thing. But at the same time, it could be conceived as somewhat negative as well. It's like, well, we've got very limited other growth opportunities, and we think our cap and our stock price is pretty high to begin with. So, as a company, it tends to make sense to pay it out as income. But on the other hand, and the reason this is potentially a very good thing is because bonds are earning very, very low interest rates, like money market accounts, the money you would earn in a bank. Having a company like ANZ pay out an income is like almost like a bond return. And that's a very good thing. It's a way to potentially get an investment that generates stable income that you can't get in very low interest rate environments like we are in right now.
So could hopefully is a positive. Hopefully is a positive. It does
Yeah,
sound
let's say it's a positive. Come on, let's be upbeat. Positive news.
we gotta be. We gotta be. It's 2020. We've gotta find happiness somewhere. Hey James, as always, an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, Alex.